Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, and once again to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, and this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. So good to see all of you here. Glory to God, and we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God, right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Things are going on, Lord God, but our eyes are on you, hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord God, as we dedicate this broadcast to you once again in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the Almighty God, hallelujah. You know the end from the beginning. Glory to God. And we give you praise, Lord God. We say tonight, Lord God, move by your spirit. Have your way, Lord God. And we thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, hallelujah, in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, hey, Abashanda. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, Father God. Hallelujah. You just keep showing up. You just keep coming here. You just keep showing up. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We don't take it lightly. Thank you. Thank you for your dear presence, Lord. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank the Lord for all that he is doing, all that he has done, and all that he will do. Amen. Most of you know that we have been on vacation for the past week, and we are back. And I tell you that our vacation was wonderful. The presence of the Lord was with us on vacation. And, you know, Pastor Mom was with us as well. Pastor Mom, who's going to be 90 years young in a couple of weeks here. And so, I'm telling you, God just had favor everywhere we went. And Pastor Mom was treated like a queen. Glory to God. There were people just all around her, you know, helping her, whatever she needed in any way, they were there to help Pastor Mom, the airline, the hotel, everything. And it was just beautiful. So the favor of God was flowing. The anointing was flowing. Salvation. We saw at least two salvations, but we really do believe that more people got saved, especially at our Sunday service. I think some of the servers in the restaurant where we had our service on Sunday, I believe some of them got saved. Someone was saying that they were looking at one of the servers and their face was just shining, you know, after we had prayed the prayer of salvation. So it was just wonderful. So we had 3 days of family reunion. Friday evening we met. Saturday Friday evening we had a taco thing. It's California, they do tacos all over the place. And then on Saturday, we had a luau, a beautiful luau. We wore all these colorful things that day, along with our family reunion t-shirt. And then on Sunday, we had our Sunday service. And the Lord just instructed us on what to do. And all of our family group got up and did declarations, decreed and declared over our entire family the word of God. It was awesome. It was just awesome. Hallelujah. And so that was our vacation, and I am really recuperating from it. We got back Tuesday. Today is Thursday. It's a 2-hour difference. So somebody said I may be experiencing some jet lag. I don't know what this is, but I know I do need some sleep. So I'll be getting some more sleep tonight, though. Praise God. So I am very excited about our guest today. Amen. I met her. I've not met her person to person, but my brother, Pastor Herbert, at his church in Texas, his church, The Point Christian Fellowship in Texas, every Friday night they have Friday Night Lights. And so one of the Friday nights, Pastor Erica Spencer spoke that night. And you're talking about a woman on fire, a woman of God on fire for the things of God. And so I wanted to have her on Get 'Em Radio. Now, she won't get to preach. She'll preach maybe a little bit today, maybe a little bit next Thursday. But that last Thursday, I believe that's the 28th, we're just going to let her loose and let her go ahead and preach. But we want to hear some things about her and the ministry and what she's first today. We're going to talk about her personal testimony. Amen. And then we'll hear her preach later. Praise God. But I know her, and we give God praise in advance, even before we hear it. Praise God. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Erica Spencer of Shiloh Church in McKinney, Texas. Welcome, Pastor Erica.
Hey, hi, how are you doing? Glad to be here with you.
Amen. We're glad to have you here, too. And I'm just ready to listen to, I know you have a wonderful testimony. I just know it. Because don't nobody preach like that unless they have a testimony with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you so much for investing this time in us. We really appreciate you.
Amen.
So
I'm glad to be here.
Good. Hallelujah. So we like to start off with, what is your favorite scripture that the Lord laid on your heart recently?
Well, my favorite scripture, you know, I don't quote it from word to word, but I always say is, without faith it's impossible to please God, which comes out of Hebrews 11. But the scripture that the Lord had on my heart, you know, for the last, you know, man, it's been like the last couple of weeks, you know, just been meditating in my heart, you know, it comes from Psalms 118.
Okay.
And it started from the, from the 14th, from the fourth verse, to let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure forever. I call upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side, and I will not fear. What can man do to me? And he says, this is the one that really sticks to me. He says, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desires upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put the confidence in man. So what that scripture is saying is that, you know, we put our trust in the bank. We put our trust in our job. We put our trust in our husband, our household. You know, we worry about things from day to day. We just go through so much. But who should we really put our trust in?
Yeah.
You know, even with our health situation, who should we put our trust in? You know, when our children are acting, you know, unseemly, who should we put our trust in? And the Lord says
That's
we can call on him during our direst needs. I mean, no matter what we go through, he always hears us. He just wants us to give it to him and to allow him to fix it. We're in the way. Most of the time, we are in the way. That's the reason why we don't see our blessings, because we're in the way. We don't trust God enough to handle our situation. So that scripture there has been in my spirit for a while, to trust him on some things that I'm trying to get done, you know, and I told the Lord, if you're not in it, I don't want to be in it. So I trust that he would lead me down there.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is so true. If he's not, it's not even worth being in. Hallelujah. And then with the song, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me.
Amen. Amen.
So,
that's my song.
Amen. So that's, when he's in the midst, that's when it gets good. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your salvation experience when you got saved.
Well, when I got saved, it's been ever since I've been a young girl, you know, growing up in church. My mother and my dad's side of the family were very church-oriented. And my mother told me when I was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado, she gave me to the Lord. And she gave me back to the Lord, and my mom was very shy, so she didn't have a church. And we only, they had me in Colorado and left, you know. My mom has always had me in church, and I always had experiences, you know, different type of experience playing church in the schoolyard, you know, with some of my friends, or, you know, God using me. And so one day he woke me up and, you know, and dealt with me that whole Sunday. I fasted that whole Sunday. I wasn't keen on fasting about the age of 24. And maybe more like 24, 25. And, you know, then this man prophesied to me, says, between January, the end of January, going into February, you shall receive the Holy Spirit. And it happened. I was watching, I used to be scary, and I have a Christian show on, TBN on, and one in the bottom said, wake up. I heard it say, wake up. He said, just say hallelujah. If you want the Holy Spirit, just say hallelujah. And as more than I said hallelujah, I received the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I love that. He's like, wake up. It's time to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. So yes, you and all people who spoke in tongues, huh?
Yeah, I did. I spoke in tongues. I mean, it just flowed. The more I said hallelujah, the more I began to praise him. You know, I had already repented of my sins, accepting him as my Lord and Savior. But he told me, he said, you're not going to receive it right now. It's not time for you to receive right now. But the Lord is going to give it to you at this time and season. And so it happened. And I spoke in tongues. And I'm telling you, my mom was amazed because the Bible was made plain to me. When I was reading the Bible, my mom like, I'm jealous because I've been saved this long and I don't understand the way you understand it, but you understood too. God worked quickly through me when I received the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. That is wonderful. Hallelujah. And I, you know, when I'm ministering to people about being filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, you do get a better understanding of the word. I mean, we're more open to the presence of the Lord. We're more open to the Holy Spirit so that he can teach us and guide us through the word of God and make
Amen.
It plain for us. Hallelujah. So you are a wonderful case in point. And at 24 and 25, you know, some people, well, I'm going to tell you, when I was 24, 25, I wasn't thinking too much about being baptized in the Holy Ghost. I was a late bloomer. I was about 10 years after that, about 35,
mm-hmm.
36. So, I mean, that was beautiful. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So
Thank
tell
you,
us
Jesus.
About your water baptism.
Well, I've always been taught, and with my dad being in the military, we traveled from various places, and I was laughing at he brought back the memory of my brother. My brother, he got baptized three different ways. Two different ways. And my mom, and I've always learned that I didn't get baptized when I was young because I felt like I need to be committed when I got baptized and I need to be serious about it. Mm-hmm. I was always taught to be serious about it and know what you're doing. If you're doing it for the Lord, you have to do it from your heart, not because people are coercing you to do it. It's because you're ready. So when I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, I got baptized. And when I came up out of that water, it was just I spoke in tongue and the Spirit of the Lord was all over me. I mean, it was the best experience. I mean, he was with me all day. The day, and
Amen.
It was just like I was just purified, you know, when I went underneath the water.
Yeah, I got baptized three times, and what I'm trying to remember, the first time was I was a teenager when I got saved. I was like 16 and got saved, and then after that, long after that, I went to a church, and they believed in baptizing in Jesus' name. And so they said, you know, you've been baptized in Jesus' name? I say, no. Well, come on, let's get baptized. I said, okay. Now, in that at that church, and by the way, the name of the church was Shiloh.
Oh, okay.
Shiloh Pentecostal Church in New Jersey. And so this mm-hmm. is a church. If anybody wanted to get baptized, they would baptize you on a Tuesday night. Any time mm-hmm. of the day you want to get baptized, you can get baptized. And that's, I want to say, that's the only place that I've seen where people go down in the water and come up speaking in tongues. You know, mm-hmm. and never tongues before. But I know, you know, I know that it can happen. When I got baptized there, I mean, it was a serious experience for me. And like you said, you know, mm-hmm. you felt just clean. You know, God had wiped some nasty things away. he had washed things away that I couldn't do all those years. But he could do mm-hmm. it in one. Amen. And that was a beautiful, beautiful time. Then the last time I got baptized, I was at another church, still in New Jersey, and I was on the ministerial staff, and our apostle wanted all of us that was on the staff to get baptized together. That was still an awesome experience to do that, mm-hmm. and that was years later. So, amen. Amen. So now, we've heard a little bit about your family. Your dad was military, and you all did some traveling around. Oh, and by the way, I lived in Colorado for a while. I lived in Denver. Yeah. How many years ago? Actually, my daughter was born, and she'll be 40 next month. She was born in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, wow, so, that's neat.
Yeah, what a coincidence, huh? I liked Denver, but what I didn't like was the blizzard.
Wow, I know it's cold.
Yeah, but, I mean, just gorgeous. But when it gets cold, I mean, one time I remember we were going to see my mom on Mother's Day, and it snowed enough to close the airport down. So that's my remembrances of Denver, Colorado. So anyway, so you were there. You were born there. Did you all stay there for a little while?
No, just for 6 months. In the military, sometimes you have, you know, certain duties that transfer you to another location. So mm-hmm. she had me, and then in 6 months later, we moved.
Oh, okay. So you really didn't get to experience it that much.
No, I've been planning to go there, but I always end up going somewhere else. One day I'll make my way to my birthplace.
Yeah, well, that's what when my daughter was graduating from high school, before she graduated, come on, we're going to go on a trip. We got on the train, and we were in New Jersey at the time. We got on the train and went to Colorado, and saw where she was born, the hospital where she was born. She was born in a birth, which is now a museum relic. And so we got to see that. It was awesome. So now tell me something else more about your family. Are they in the ministry as well?
Yeah, mainly on my mother's side, more so. My dad, my mom has been saved, like, according to what her family has said, since she's been a teenager. My mom always been in ministry and in church. My grandmother, she was a prophetess. My aunt, She's with my mother, second to older sister, as a prophetess. And then we have my uncle, who is now a pastor of a church. You know, we all sing. We all have a sing. We can sing.
Uh-huh.
We have a musical background. And on my grandmother and my grandfather's side, they all served the Lord. You know, there was, you know, ministers, pastors, you know, just very, mainly it was the women that mainly that was saved on my grandfather's side. But, you know, his father and his mother, they all was a part of Ellen McGill's Full Gospel Church in Commerce, Texas. And, you know, and then some of them went to Bethel Church of God in Christ. So we grew up in ministry, you know. And I will laugh about it because my dad used to always save me from my mom because he wasn't saved all his life. He went to the military and he backslid. And we rejoined Christ again when I turned about 16. And I was upset. I was like, oh, Lord, you have ruined my life. But what was interested in, you know, there was a path, you know, we were in a strict church, and my dad, you know, I was a tomboyish kind of person, into sports and stuff, and you know, the pastor, the church we were going to and clean, used to get on to him about me wearing pants, playing sports, and, you know, put on a little lip gloss and eyeliner and wearing shorts, and he would try to make me out as a bad person, and, you know, and the young people, they knew me, they knew I was a good person. And, you know, one day he told my dad, you need to make her follow the Bible. My dad said, he says, I chose to live this life. And he said, and if I live it right, the Lord told me she will follow. If I live this life right, she will be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And he did just that.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what, that is really great. Because a lot of times, that's what teenagers do. They look, and they want to see what kind of life you're living, especially us in the ministry. They checking out our life. The words don't mean so much as the life. Hallelujah. Amen. I like
yes,
that.
I love him, too. You know, the one thing I liked about it, because if I couldn't do something, he broke it down in the word why I couldn't. Now, he didn't keep me from a lot of things, but he put mm-hmm. that moral into me to explain, now, you can do this, but this is the reason why you can't do this. And he did it biblically to the point where I didn't get angry about not being allowed to do it.
Yes. Yes. He sounds like a wise man.
It was. He's deceased now, but His morals are in my spirit.
Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Now, is your mom still with us?
Oh, yeah. She's still with us, and she's a firecracker. So she's on fire for the Lord. She's a firecracker. You never know what I said. The Lord tell her to get up in the church, go pray for him. I should get up and go hug him and pray for him and give the word of God, you know. And, you know, she still travel on, sing, and, you know, she followed me a lot in the ministry.
Now, my mom is a big supporter of not only me, but all of her children. She's a great supporter, and that means a whole lot. My father's gone home to be with the Lord as well back in 2020. And my mom is just, and my mom is the pastor of our church.
Amen.
She's a senior. And I'm the apostolic pastor. So,
amen.
And then, you know, you met my brother, Pastor Herbert.
Yeah,
and,
I call him Uncle. Uncle, yes.
Well, our family's full of ministers, too. Well, just with my mom, she had seven children. One of them was an usher. And she went on home to be with the Lord. And I always say she went home first to help usher us in when our time comes. And then the other us are licensed ordained ministers. And my mom supports all of us. I mean, she's ready to hear anything we're preaching or whatever we're doing. In fact, she's on the line right now, and when we open up the line, up for her first, and, you know, we'll be asking you to pray for her. So,
Amen.
Anything else you want to tell us about your family? We'll go on a little further here.
Well, you know, I mean, we're just very spiritual and supportive. We try to support one another, and, you know, it's just like, I remember when my grandmother was alive, when she died, she was alive, she used to make me sing. I went down and lived with her for a little bit when I was 17. They always wanted to raise me for some reason, and my mom would never give me to them. And they had me spoiled. And so I was living with her for a little while. I wanted to get out of McKinney. I said, I'll go live with her for a little while. And she would go to church. And for some reason, I knew she was bothering me, though, too. She said she had them suits for a while. I always knew my grandmother as being thick, and I was a very skinny person. And she would buy me suits and maybe wear suits, hats, and heels. And I said, Grandmama, I'm up. She says, no, one day you're going to be used by the Lord. I know you're going to be used by the Lord, and you got to get used to dressing. And she would sing songs, and then she wanted me to finish singing the song. She said, if you can sing those blues songs, you can sing these church songs. So she's the one that really encouraged me to sing more in church.
She's like, if you can sing them blues songs, I love it. You can sing, you know, about Jesus. Amen. Love that. And that kind of encouragement. I met a woman recently, and she said her mother made sure she prayed in tongues every day. She was a child when she got baptized with the Holy Ghost. And she would ask her daughter, did you pray in tongues today? And the daughter, she had to go in her room and pray in tongues if she hadn't done it. So I love the encouragement of the elders and, you know, with your singing and everything. Praise God. I know you can sing. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know, I can beat the tambourine. Everybody can play an instrument and, you know, kind of beat the tambourine, but I am, I'm awkward with beating tambourines and, you know, and things like that, musical instruments. No, I'm not, that's not me. But my mom, you know, my brother and I were being, you know, we were traveling to and from, and my mom was just, you know, had to beat the tambourine. My brother got to beat the tambourine. I couldn't do that. She tried everything. But then she decided to teach me how to direct the choir. So I've been directing the choir ever since I was 12. I direct the state choir, the Judaism choir before. So directing the choir was my passion, praise and worship. Direct the choir at Job Corps and then at various churches. Yeah.
Amen. Since 12.
Since 12, yes.
Wow. Now that's beautiful. And maybe that's why you didn't learn how to do that tambourine, because you had other, God had put other
skills. I still got to learn how to do that tambourine.
I have seen people beat that tambourine like a virtuoso. They got all kinds of different rhythms going on and hit it on their hip and put it in the air. I've seen that before. That's not one of my gifts either. But I've seen it, and it's a beautiful thing when they do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So who did the Lord use to inspire you in the things of God?
Well, I call them Mama Pat and call them Uncle Daddy. It's just long story why I call them Uncle Daddy. It was a joke. Taylor, when I really got serious about the Lord, the Lord has, you know, have always dealt with me in dreams and prophecies and afraid to prophesy. I didn't want to preach. The only thing I wanted to do when I got saved was to sing and direct the choir. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't want to do anything else.
And, you know, he would chase me throughout the, this was the workplace. He chased me throughout the workplace. And I hear the Lord say, here he comes. And I just run. And he had pointed me down and said, the Lord said you were running from me. He says, God's going to use you. And then I preached my first message through my dad ministry. And then turned around later on, the Lord, you know, separated me from my dad ministry because I had to, he's not a prophet. And, you know, and the Lord was using me in prophecy just like he did with Eli and Samuel. And I had to learn, and I went to Pastor Greer Church. He's a prophet. Oh, man, he walks in fivefold ministries. God rest his soul. He's no longer with us. But I stood under his ministry, and everything I operate in is due to what God used him to teach me.
Amen. Amen.
And Juanita Bonham and one of and Cindy Trim was one of the other two women in the gospel that I used to look up to. I still look up to them.
Oh yeah, Cindy Trim and Juanita Bonham. Mercy. Both of them are really good. Amen. And I really like, you know, Juanita Bynum has her own singing style.
Mm-hmm.
And I still listen to gospel. Do you know that one with her? Yeah. If I'm ever any place, that's what the one I like to listen to.
Wow.
Yeah. And Cindy Trim is just, she's just way out there. Just love how God uses her. Amen.
That woman can pray. If anybody can pray, that woman can pray.
Yes, yes. And one of those prayers that she does, I started learning it. I didn't learn the whole thing, but I mean, it was so much in that prayer. You know, you can. She had walked through some things, and God had shown her some things. And so, you know, for her to put that prayer together, that was just wonderful.
The atomic prayer, that atomic prayer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the one I'm thinking about is rules of engagement.
Okay, I heard that one too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that's my years ago, like, I don't know, about 15 or so years ago, I was really, really listening to that. And, you know, sometimes if I was going through some spiritual warfare things, I put my girl on and repeat after her the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point, it sounded like I knew the prayer all the way.
Yeah. And another person I'm into now, right now, I've been into John Eckhart. I've been into him, too.
Oh, okay. Now, I know of him, but I haven't listened to much of his.
I'm reading a book about, it's called Break Every Chain. It's a good, if you get an opportunity to download that and read that, it has so many information about, you know, how to break different attacks, and you don't know what your button, you know, you think you're okay, but there's some things that are attached to you that you don't realize, and you begin to pray that prayer, you begin to see some things shedding off, you know, because sometimes we think we're okay, but we're not always okay.
Now, was that by John Eckhart?
Mm-hmm, Break Everything.
Okay. Amen. I have to remember that. And I'm into a lot of audio books that I've been listening to recently. I went back, way back to Benny Hinn's Good Morning, Holy Spirit.
I have that in my audio book too, Good Morning, Holy Spirit and The Anointing.
by Benny Hinn.
Yes.
I got that too. That book is powerful.
My vacation book.
That book is powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to go back and listen. And I was just blessed. I was blessed. So now tell me or tell us, how do you hear from God?
You know, when we're praying, we cry out to God a lot. God, I need this. God, I need that. But if you be still and be quiet, you hear and speak. You know, as you know, you can hear God through, you know, hear him through you speak through you, through prayer, through people, through music, through the word of God. And if you're just willing to listen, you can hear. Instead of trying to, you know, get him to, you know, oh God, I need this, you need to come help me. But God, I'm in this situation, we need to repent. But God, I put myself in that situation. Now, God, I'm in this situation because of my own being or because of my wrong choice. Give me direction and show me how. We never ask God to show me how to get out of it or to lead me and guide me. What is your plan for me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I hear the voice of God.
Amen. Yeah, it's important to listen. Now, I understand that you do prophesy as well, correct?
Yes, we give God the glory.
Amen. Amen. And I'm a prophet as well. And when I'm hearing the Lord, as I'm prophesying, I hear him in a lot of different ways. He may show me a vision, a quick vision, and I may even hear him, you know, in the spirit of my mind, and you know, I can hear him that way. And then there are times where I can perceive, let's say that there are times where if I'm praying for someone, I might not even be praying for them. And then suddenly I perceive something at the bottom of my stomach. And he'll let me know who that is. So he communicates in many different ways. And does he communicate with you in those different ways?
Yes, he communicates. Go ahead.
I was like, in what way?
You know, I can hear him speak. He speaks to me when I'm mainly like when I'm sleeping. I mean, while I'm in a rest, I can hear his voice speak. I can he's communicating. The Holy Spirit is communicating with me, and you know, he's telling me, I want you to minister this. I want you to minister that, or you know, proceeding on what people are going through. You know, the ministry of God is to draw you back to the Lord. And, you know, when praying for people, I can feel their emotions. Or, you know, you may think it's funny, but the Lord has given me smell when somebody's, like, have a habit, alcohol, drugs. Mm-hmm. I can smell it on them. They don't have to smell, drink it. Like, that morning, they didn't have to touch it.
Right,
and,
right.
And it's not something that everybody smells, but I can smell the whiff of it, you know, deliverance,
yeah.
You know, from, you know, demonic things, deliverance. And, you know, the ministry of God has given me is deliverance, you know. And even prophesying, when I'm praying for someone, the Lord would speak to me. And I always ask the Lord to flow through me that is accurate and is straight to the point, because if you don't flow through me, Holy Spirit, and I release, you know, I remove my stance. I want the Holy Spirit to use me completely, 100%, you know. And he just speaks to me in so many different ways. I mean, I can visions or, you know, listening or, you know, just dreams, you know. I don't dream a lot, but if I dream, it's prophetic. So, yeah, just speak to me in this way.
Good. That's wonderful. And you're among people now, the folks who are on this line, nine chances out of ten, they've had the same kind of experiences that you have with the Lord, you know, pretty well versed in being with the Lord. Not to say that any of us have arrived, but we've had some time with the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, I'll say this, we're kind of not the ones that you have to say, now, you got to listen to God. No, we've been listening to God.
Amen.
We want to go a little deeper here, you know, and so we want to hear, and thank you for sharing that, because we went
Amen.
A little deep there. Praise God for that. So now what other gifts of spirit have you operated in? And then we're going to get ready to open up.
Well, God has given me a fivefold ministry. I walk in the prophetic. I have a prophetic ministry. And I just don't like to and tell you this. A while back, I was at a church, and the Lord told me to get up and leave and go to Pastor Grid Church. I was a part of Pastor Grid Jenny's church. It was a Pentecostal Baptist church, and I directed the choir and then moved me up to ministry, and I'm sitting on the pulpit and, you know, getting ready to get my ministry license, and I didn't want to leave because I was getting my license. The Lord said, What is a name? He told me that we use that name and title to put ourselves in a box. And if we only limit ourselves to one gift, then you can't use it. And so I'm open. I told the Lord, I'm open to however you want to use me. If you want me to worship, I worship. If you want me to do intercessory prayer, I pray. If you want me to, you know, lay hands on the sick, I lay hands on the sick. God, however you want to use me, I'm available. And I make myself available so that God can use me however he sees fit. And I'm not the one for accolades, because I don't go by Prophetess Erica. I don't go by, you know, those accolades sometimes limit the things that God wants to do through you. And, you know, and you put yourself in that box and you just worship that accolade, and you can't grow. We're always supposed to excel in the Lord. And you know, your gifts are given to you according to your faith. And so I just want God to be able to use me however he sees fit, whatever. I like to go the wave of the Spirit. I like to move in the way of the Spirit, the way that God is directing that service to go.
Even if
I studied and got that message together, and ooh, that's if God wants to change that message, I got to go with the wave of the Spirit. Because, you know, my thing is that if I don't allow God to use me to save souls, and one soul didn't get saved and no one got transformed and no one understood what the message was about, then I didn't do what God wanted me to do. What I did that Sunday was in vain.
Well, it's always important to do what God says to. And it's a wonderful thing, you know, when you're flowing in the Spirit, and you see the fruit of what God is doing. That's a beautiful thing. And when the Lord called me as an apostle and into the fivefold ministry, he really talked to me. And he was like, you know, don't get into this. You know, I'm calling you apostle, but don't get into to this. Don't, you know, make your chest stand out. He said, your name is Barbara. do your chest stand out when they call you Barbara? I said, no. Mm-hmm. Well, it should stand out if they call you Apostle. This is just who you are, who I made you to be. Just like you're Barbara, you are Apostle. And you just walk in it. You don't have to prove it to nobody. You don't have to prove it to
Amen.
Yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And the charge that he gave me as an apostle, as a fivefold, he said, you know, your charge. He said, I have a lot of brick-and-mortar churches. He said, what I need is the church on the hearts of the people. That's your charge as apostle. And it's so interesting. I hadn't thought about it again since the pandemic. Now, you know, some of the brick and mortar churches are not even being used, are not being used mm-hmm. that much. And so it's important that the church is on the hearts of the people. And our church, we have church service online every Sunday, and I'll talk about that later as I, you know, talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. But our theme song is I Am the Church, You Are the Church, We Are the Church Together.
Amen.
Amen. So the church has to be in our heart. Hallelujah. And then God can just move it. Because the only thing he's coming back for is the church. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
He's not coming back for the brick and the mortar. He's coming back for the church. Amen.
Amen.
I'm starting a bit myself. You made me. So,
praise God.
Amen. Amen. So those of you who just joined us, tonight we are with a wonderful, fiery preacher, Pastor Erica Spencer from McKinney, Texas. And she preached a little bit tonight. She did you did real good, Pastor Erica. On the 28th of July, we'll really get to hear her preach. But next week, well, today, what she gave us was her personal testimony. So we got to hear from the woman of God, her favorite scripture over in Psalm 118. We got to hear about how when she got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and hallelujah. When she got water baptized, she wanted to be serious about it. I love that. She didn't want to get water baptized, so she was serious. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. And then her dad was in the military and just a wise man, you know, from what she said about him. I just know there was a lot of wisdom that came through him to her. Hallelujah, to their family. Her mom is a minister and travels around and helps to support her in the ministry as well. Beautiful, beautiful. She was a choir director at age 12. Hallelujah. And did that for quite a while. And all she wanted to do was sing and direct the choir. But God. Hallelujah.
But God.
Amen. And now in the fivefold ministry,
hallelujah.
And the Lord uses
Thank
her
you.
In a wonderful way. Amen. But we're gonna keep her reined in just one more week, and then we're gonna let her go. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines now. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Anyone who wants to encourage the woman of God, press your number one key. You have any questions, any comments? And you heard her say that she has a calling as a prophetess. And you know, over here, we do prophesy. So you want a word from the Lord through a vessel that doesn't know you at all. I love it when that happens. You know, somebody who doesn't give a word and bless your heart like that. So press those number one keys, hallelujah, and hear from the woman of God. Praise God. We're going to open the line first for Pastor Mom. Hope you guys are in a good place, Pastor Catherine. And Pastor Mom took some medication today. I don't know if she's still awake. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Oh, you are awake. We're glad to hear that you're still awake. Amen.
Amen. We're glad to be here with you all. And I've been enjoying your talking and everything.
So, Lord.
Thank you for everything.
Thank God.
Keep me from going because I've been had this cold and it's kind of good care.
Yeah, it's getting a little better now.
Yeah.
She had the cold symptoms and she kind of threw up some. So I know that she probably needs to get some more rest too. So anyway, Pastor Erica, pray for my mama.
Praise God. Father God, we come to you to come when we know how. Father God, as we come before you, ask you to forgive all our sins and transgression, wash us white as snow. Father God, your word said, when two or three gather in your name, there you will be in the midst. You are God that shall not lie, and your word is true, and you keep your word. Hallelujah, your covenant word in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said, whatever we ask your name, Jesus, go to the Father, shall be done. The prayer of the righteous ones availeth much. God, this is your word, and we stand on your word. And Father God, we open up the keys of heaven and we speak over Pastor Mom in the name of Jesus against the spirit of infirmity that's attacking her body in the name of Jesus. You have no place in her body in the name of Jesus. We take on the authority of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. And as you go, that door is closed in the name of Jesus. We speak to every organ in her body to be restored in the name of Jesus. The stuffiness, the congestion in the chest, the head, all those things that cause this sickness to come about, that bring her discomfort, we command it to go in the name of Jesus. You have no place there in the name of Jesus. I speak against you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus compel against you. I speak to you, woman of God. You take on the stripes of Jesus. You are made whole. You are healed in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow and every tongue should confess you are Lord. And you have power over them in the name of Jesus. They tremble at the name of Jesus and you got to go. In the name of Jesus, we speak she is well and she's made whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Lots of praying for me.
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I felt that.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
I felt that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I don't see any number one keys pressed, but I'll tell you what. Oh, wait a minute. Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God, Pastor Erica.
Praise God.
I too, received something. Something was going on, too, with me as you was praying for Mom. Thank you so much here.
Yes.
God, glory. Amen.
But I want to thank you also for sharing your story. It's so good to hear when people come on a program that they've had parents in their lives that have spewed them on with the Lord. And when you said that your father said if he do things right, his children would be saved, that was a true, that's a blessing. Yes.
And
that's a blessing. Yes, and your mom said if you can sing the blues and things, but sing other stuff, you can sing in the church. So you just had people behind you to just spew you on. So that's a great blessing. And I just really enjoyed just hearing your story tonight. So may God bless you. Continue to keep me. Amen. And thank you again for that prayer.
So, Carolyn, I hear the Lord saying that you sow into people. And I hear him say that you should reap what you sow. As you sow into others, he's sowing into you.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting unexpected to come your way.
Praise God.
Your labor was not in vain.
Amen.
You do stuff for people. You look for the word, I love you, I appreciate you. People are not going to always appreciate you. But the Lord said, I hear your cry.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
As you sow into many, so into you, expected, unexpected. And the Lord said, as you have delighted yourself in doing for him, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. To expect the unexpected. And I would love to hear the testimony because it's coming in many days hence.
Amen. Well, praise
Amen.
God. I receive. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Please press your number one key. I see that it's working. Pastor Price, you're next. And, I was checking my text to see if anybody had texted me that the number one key wasn't working. But please feel free, press your number one key. Amen. Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and God bless you, Pastor Erica. And I wanted to say
thank
to Mom, God. Pastor Mom, you sound so good tonight, Pastor Mom. And I'm so glad that Pastor Erica prayed for you. Hallelujah. I was just listening, and I just saying thank you, Lord, and thank God. And Pastor Catherine, you sound better too tonight. Glory to God. Apostle, tonight, you know, I got on a little bit later. I always have my alarm set. I have my alarm set so I could be able to. It came always 15 minutes before the program starts, and it went off, and I was ready. And then all of a sudden, it just blanked out of my head, just completely. And then I looked up, and like my eyes, oh Lord, have mercy. The program is on, and so I didn't get a chance. Honestly, to hear all. But what's so wonderful, Apostle and Pastor Erica, is that as soon as you all get off, I was thanking the Lord. The Lord said, "Now, Helen, you know you can just go right back and listen." So I'm going to turn it on, and I'm getting settled after this to be able to listen to it from the very beginning. I got on the part when you were talking about still being interviewed and talking about the dreams and how God ministers to you in a prophetic way and the things that God was ministering through. You always like to hear you when you minister on my brother Pastor Herbert's program. And so it's just wonderful to hear you on Get 'Em Radio tonight. And so I just thank God for you and thank God for this for this special time. And then I get a chance to go back as soon as you all get off. I can go back and push that button, and once you get it set back up, it takes about how long, Apostle, for the program to come up?
Probably maybe about 10 or 15 minutes.
Right. That's what I thought, about 10 or 15 minutes. And then I said I can just go back and I can listen to it. But I thank God for you, Pastor Erica. Thank God for all that he's yet doing in your life and will yet do. I'm looking forward to the rest of this month, to the rest of your testimony, because you know Revelation 20:12 and verse 11 says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. So I thank God that our word of our testimony is so important. So I thank God for hearing it, and I'm looking forward tonight to listening to the rest of your testimony when it comes back on. God bless you, precious woman of God, and I do ask also for your prayer for me and for the ministry and my family in Jesus' name. God bless you, Pastor Erica.
Amen. Amen. But we want to speak of your ministry, or you have a church, she has a church, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hey, Pastor Church, I hear the Lord in a new direction. Take the church into a new direction. Put the church on the fast. God wants to take the church into a new direction, not the traditional same old thing. God is looking for an elevated church. There's some people there that, you know, they're doing the new thing. You know, the new thing. But God said, what I'm doing to you, it is of the old, but I'm birthing this out of you so that you can draw them. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto thee. So as you lift them up, you're going to draw people.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I see you going out. And even the things that God has given you to do, you may say, man, I don't know. You know, like there's a I'm under Pastor Fenceroy, not all of him, in Plano, Texas. He's an overseer of our church. And one thing he did, it seemed strange, but it was just like it reached out. He was giving water away. He had people out on the side of the road and said, do you need prayer? They had a sign up that said, do you need prayer? And some people came up and they actually need prayer. And, you know, don't defy the things that God is giving to you of a strange. He's giving to you for a reason to confine the wise, to make let the wise know that God still stands. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I advise you to have your pen and paper right there with you. You're going to start hearing the Lord speak in the silence. After you pray, ask God to give you direction, and he'll show you how to do the fast, how to draw people to your ministry even the more. He's going to give you instruction. Be ready.
Amen. Amen. I thank God
Amen.
For that word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Right. Glory to God.
That's
all right.
Fine.
Thank God.
All
right. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. We know enough to know, even if we don't understand it right now. Like you say, take it to the Lord and get that direction. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Rachel, I do see you. Anyone else, please feel free to press your number one key. Amen. Minister Rachel, this is my goddaughter, Minister Rachel from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi to all of you tonight. I just wanted to say, God bless you for sharing your testimony and just keep being obedient to God, because you always stay blessed.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah,
Your kindness has been taken for granted. As you give, I see people take and you don't always say no. It's hard for you to say no sometimes. And don't feel like it's a curse, it's a blessing, because God uses those who are able to give. Your giving, your doing is to God using you. It's a part of your ministry. But the more you give, the more you shall receive it. You shall receive it. I hear the Lord speaking that. Just don't think it's a curse. Just give God the glory. Every time you give something to someone, to God, I thank you for using me to give. And watch God begin to do more in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you,
God,
Lord.
Will do more in your life. Instead of feeling the regret, I shouldn't do this, I'm not going to give this some more, I'm not going to do this some more, and you still find yourself forgiving. Even those who have done mean things to you, you still find a way to forgive. And people are like, I won't forgive that. I wouldn't not, girl, I tell you, don't do that to me and say that to me. You don't forgive, but it's okay because your reward is in heaven. And not everybody can be as humble as you can be, as you are. Amen?
Amen.
So know that, yeah. That God wants to give you a holy boldness too as well. But be careful of where you also cast your pearls. Don't cast your pearls upon swine. Amen.
Amen.
For what God has for you, it is for you, woman of God. God is blessing you with a boldness to speak to things that come against you. To speak against things that you need to speak against the enemy. You have to fight the enemy with a loud voice and with his word when he attacks. Boldness. The Lord won't put more on you than you can bear. But he wants to build up a strong voice inside of you so you know how to fight and when to fight. That make sense?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any other children around? Minister Rachel. Are the children around?
No, they're in their room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they should be in bed this late.
Yeah, I'm in my room.
Oh. Okay.
Jesus and me.
Yeah. Well, you have a blessed night. Okay.
Y'all too. Love you all.
Okay.
Love you more.
Love you. Amen. Well, let me see. I love to do this every now and then. The Lord will have me do this. And this is kind of like a stretch in a way where you don't get to hear the person's voice. But you can prophesy. Okay?
Mm.
So we have a couple more people on the line, and they're sticking on here, but they didn't press their number one key. Not going to tell you anything about them. Oh, okay. Oh, now you press your number one key. Bless your heart. Okay. So we'll just open up her line and let her let you talk to her. Amen. Welcome, Apostle.
Amen.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry. I'm so grateful to be on the line. I only caught the end of what you were saying, and just concur about how. We're definitely different as apostles, and you know, I don't want to say too much because I didn't hear everything. So I am here.
Okay, because we're gonna ask for a word for you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
I'll take one.
A word. Yeah, take it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. I'm going to pray for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father God, has been a fight for her, Lord God. We ask you to move in a mighty way, Lord God. We cast off everything that come against her, Lord God, that's spoken against her behind her back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pull out all the arrows, Lord God, that have pierced her in her back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you cover her with your blood, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you cover her family with her blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Her ministry with your blood in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, just because she's a woman don't mean that she doesn't have power and anointing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, we pray an increase in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say increase. Increase. He says, out of the belly, out of your belly shall flow river water. That is a well inside of you that has got stopped up. There's an anointing that you used to operate in that you don't operate anymore. Hallelujah, because of circumstances, because of things that are happening that have gotten in your way. But woman of God, in the name of Jesus, this is unstopped the well. Hallelujah, so shall the Lord, thy God. Hallelujah, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, woman God, to stretch your hands out right there where you are in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak to that anointing that was dormant in you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, whatever emotion, whatever situation that caused that to be stopped up, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, in the name of Jesus. You shall flow in the old anointing, hallelujah, from your first love, your first gift, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the gift of laying on hands, hallelujah, hallelujah, more prophecy in the name of Jesus. Move in the mighty way in the name of Jesus. Satan, we bind everything that you brought against this woman, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, you shall come forth. In the name of Jesus, on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The power has been released upon you. Come on and tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, tell him thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for renewing you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the refreshing, for the renewing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're wiping off that weight off your shoulder. The weight is coming off in the name of Jesus. Everything that you're carrying from other people is your release, woman of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're on point. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. Hey, you said you should sleep a good sleep tonight. You shall sleep a good sleep tonight. You will rest tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. You're on point. I just want to say that because as soon as you started praying, the anointing was all over me.
Hey,
and I definitely needed a refreshing. So thank you for being obedient. Thank you. Bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Apostle, for what you do too. Thank you. Love you
Amen.
Guys.
God.
Thank
Love
you.
Amen. I am.
And
this
here.
Time, as you flow, I am hearing something. This time, as you flow, there won't be any encumbrances. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And I hear
Glory.
Two or one. And you've lived the life. You've lived a life of peace. And that has been seen. And now you can walk together.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have
Amen.
One more person. They may be asleep. I don't know. But the last two digits of their phone number is 98. So see what the Lord has for them. I love a stretch like that. You don't even hear a voice, and you just ask the Lord, and he just tells you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have anything right now. I don't. I'm not going to say that I do. But I do. I will,
okay.
pray, I will pray a blessing over them. That, you know,
Good.
I can pray a blessing over them. I can do that.
That works.
Amen.
Huh? Okay. Go ahead.
Father God, we just want to pray for the person that's on the line of the digital 98 in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to move in the mighty way in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You've been seeking something from the Lord, and this is something that you really need. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Don't contemplate about it. The Lord said, let me do it. Let me do it. I'm in control. And when you begin to let me do it, open heavens will fall up above you, said the Lord thy God. Receive what I have from you, for you. Not what man has for you, not from the advice of others. The Lord said, open up your ears and hear as I speak unto thee. And put your trust in no man, but put your trust in me. Believe in the word that I have given you. Hallelujah, I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me, to the Lord. Quote
yes.
those words and believe it and stand on it. Hallelujah. You believe it, and then you let it go. You believe, ask for it again. You believe it, let it go, and you ask for it again. I hear that it's like a wave tossing back and forth. But Lord said, if you just stand on my word and focus on me, so you should see it come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for
Hallelujah.
A word. If the Lord gives a word, or you should pray a blessing, whatever the Lord says. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Mr. Barbara, Pastor Barbara, Apostle Barbara. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see a door opening for you. Door opportunity open for you. You have projects many projects, multiple projects, and it's all to build up the kingdom of the Lord. Amen. There's a ministry for women that you have. Amen. A heart for women. There's a door that'll open up an opportunity. The Lord said, venture out. Venture out. Try a different resource, not the one that you know of. He said, but venture out. Open up your ears. You shall hear what he has to say unto thee. But these women, I'm talking about single mothers, hurting women. Women that's been addicted. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're not looking for accolades. The Lord said you're not looking for accolades. This is why he seems to bless you even more, because what you do for him is out of a pure heart. No earthly gain do you want. You just want to please him. But as you grow and build that place of foundation, maybe a place of establishment to help those who are in need. The Lord said, I will open up the door. He says, faith without work is dead, is dead, is dead, is dead, is dead. Don't let it be a dream, but turn into a reality. And you'll see that everything you need will be given unto thee.
Hallelujah.
Hear the Lord. So you're blessed going in and you're blessed going out. And everything you touch is blessed. And successful.
Thank you, Lord.
And this season, this time, he will supply you with everything that you need.
Hallelujah.
Are you looking for a new place to stay? Or are you looking for to upgrade?
Say that again.
Are you looking for a new place to stay, like an upgrade in the house or upgrade?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's why I said, no, she didn't say that. I was like, I heard you. Excuse me. I heard you. I just want to hear you say it again. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Write it down to make it plain. You go find that place, you point it, and you claim it. And you ask God, if this is not you, Lord God, because you've been looking at that place, but if you're not in it, Lord God, I don't want to be there.
Amen. I love you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you, on this house, the Lord said, stop looking at the money, stop looking at the cost, find what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then he gave me a feature in the house. And he said, this is just between me and you.
Praise
when
God.
You see this in the house, you're going to know that this is the house.
Amen.
So, you know, there's things that he knows that I want, me and Pastor Mom want. But there's that feature, and that's what he wants. So glory
Amen.
To God. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to hear from the
Praise
prophet
God.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let me get myself back together again after that. Thank you.
Thank
I
God.
Love it when
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So I'm going to let you rest just a few minutes, and we're doing pretty good time-wise. I want to talk about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. First of all, pray the prayer of salvation. And I'm just going to mute your line for a little bit, and we'll be back with you. So We want to pray the prayer of salvation. You know, people may be listening to this broadcast sometime in the future. It may be 2055. It may be way somewhere in the future. And you've listened to all of this, and you're like, wow, they're like just glowing in the spirit. I want to be able to do that. Well, let's start from the beginning. Square one is your salvation. And you heard her talk about, you know, being saved, being filled with the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit just touched her and woke her up, you know, so that she could be baptized in the Holy Spirit. All of that happens. It starts with your salvation. It starts with your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So there's a lot of love that's involved in this. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to have a relationship with him because he loves you. Now, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe, what the Bible says. Hallelujah. And as you believe, then you pray. And out of your mouth, as you pray, it's a simple prayer. The Lord did all the work. Jesus did all the work. All we have to do is simply confess and believe, and then we will be saved. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. We want to welcome you into the family of God. Hallelujah. On earth as it is in heaven. We welcome you today, and we pray over you, Lord, right now. We thank you, Lord, for their salvation. We thank you for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to be able to read the Word of God and to understand it. Hallelujah. And that's the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for doing it right now, Lord God, and even give them power to speak in their prayer language. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you for that right now, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. And we like to invite you, first of all, to a Bible-believing church. Amen. There may be a church down the street from you, a mile away, whatever. If they believe in the Word of God and they're teaching the Word of God, by all means, go to church. Hallelujah. And then at the same time, we invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio, the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And this is what we do. The Lord put all these broadcasts together so that you can learn and grow in the things of God wherever you are. Hallelujah. You can stop during the day and be able to be a part and learn from the Word of God. So what we do on Sunday, we have church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, every Sunday. This Sunday, I'll be preaching, and we've been doing a series. We've been taking our time and going through a series about salvation, the three parts of salvation: justification, sanctification, and glorification. And we're at the glorification part. This is the party in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we'll be talking about that, Lord willing, on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. She's out of Ohio. And she really knows how to dig into the Word of God and help us to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And so what we do is we have four volunteers who pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And it has been awesome. We've been doing this for over 2 years now, and there was an interpretation that came through that looked like it was totally impossible, yet it has happened. So we know that we are hearing from God. Amen. And so the word that came through was abortion, no more, no more, no more. And the other word at a different time of the interpretation, the word was abortion is gone with the wind. Now, abortion has been going strong for 50 years. And all of a sudden, God is speaking, and we were hearing from him. So no matter what you think about how it should be, pro-life or choice, whatever, we heard from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's on Tuesday. It's awesome. Please join us if you have an opportunity, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can always go back and listen to all of these broadcasts in their entirety by Googling Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Now, on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. Last night we had a service last night, and we call it prophetic healing. And so our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Last night, I believe we experienced about 5 or 6 healings, and that included some healings that were done the month before, and the manifestation came like about a day or so after, after we had prayed. So people are getting healed. Glory to God. What God reveals, he heals. And so the next one will be Wednesday, August the 10th. Wednesday, August the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then on Thursdays, this is our Thursday edition of Gitem Radio. Hallelujah. Now, the rest of this month, as I said, we're going to hear our dear Pastor Erica Spencer. Next week, she's going to come back and talk about the ministry, what's going on in the ministry now, and what the Lord has shown her in the future, the things that she can share with us. And then on the 28th, she will come back and preach, Lord willing. Hallelujah. And so we are very excited about that. And we're looking forward to having her back again. Amen. Amen. So that's our Gitem Radio family of broadcast. Hallelujah. We're going to bring Pastor Erica back for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Pastor Erica.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the honor, for being the privilege of being on the broadcast. We thank God for that. You know, just put God first. And if God's not in, this is my word for the day. If God is not in it, you don't need to be in it. Amen. We can have desires of all. We can want something we don't need, but God's not in it. Then you don't need to try to press your way through it. You know,
right. You
know, so we just want to that's my word for the day, to keep that with you in your spirit. If God is not in it, I don't want to be a part of it. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for this beautiful communion together, Lord God. We thank you for those who came on, Lord God, seeking you, Lord God. I pray that it's filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Filled with your blood in the name of Jesus. Can't no demon in hell take it from them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that it manifests quickly, Lord God. Hallelujah. Line them up, Lord God, to receive the prophecy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give them direction, like ear to hear, a soul to receive, Lord God, feet that is willing to move when you say move, Lord God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Father God, we just thank you right now for your healing virtue flowing through the airway in the name of Jesus, right there where I am, right there where they are, Lord God. I speak to everybody, mind, soul, and spirit, Lord God, that they be made whole in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, with a double meant for bad, Lord God, you said in Romans 8, you turn around for our good. And we trust you with that, Lord God. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know that was your closing prayer, but you know what? I'm looking for your Cash App. I know you sent it to me. What it is again?
It is More Grace 2021.
More Grace 2021.
Uh-huh.
2021?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's $ M-O-R-E. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So we just want to give everybody an opportunity to feed into this woman of God. You know, we'll be doing it next week and then the week after as well. But there may be some people on tonight who this is their time that they could come on and they won't be able to come on again. And, hey, the woman of God spoke an accurate word tonight. So, amen. So as the Lord leads you, seed into this wonderful ministry that the Lord has. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And sometime now in the 28th, I know that the Lord will have a word through me to you. Amen. So I'm looking forward to that.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I just felt like he was saying, wait on it. Wait on it. And, you know, he say wait on it, it's going to be good, good, good. Glory to
God. Praise God.
So, God bless you all. Amen. And I just thank God for all that he's done tonight. It's been a beautiful, beautiful night. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people this, huh?